They're hoping to make a difference in Pennsylvania. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That state, the focus of some big political names, President Biden and former President Obama, both campaigning for Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro, the president at a rally in Philadelphia.
Your right to choose is on the ballot. Your right to vote is on the ballot. Social Security and Medicare is on the ballot. There's something else on the ballot. Character.
Former President Trump campaigning this hour for Fetterman's Republican opponent with a rally in La Trobe, where Dr. Mehmet Oz spoke earlier.
John Fetterman has argued for an open border, sanctuary city, so our police can cooperate with the federal officials. And he wants to legalize all drugs. When that was tried in Oregon, 50% increase in homicide rates.
Republicans are hoping inflation, crime, and the border will convince voters to give them the majorities in Congress. First Lady Jill Biden campaigning in Arizona for Senator Mark Kelly. She spoke at a rally in Phoenix.
In only 2 years, Joe, Mark, and the Democrats up and down the ballot have gotten so much done. Yes, they rescued us from the chaos of the pandemic.
Kelly is facing off against Republican and venture capitalist Blake Masters. Authorities in central Pennsylvania say a shooting spree early in the day left 4 people dead, including the alleged gunman. Police in Lycoming County responded to a call of a man shooting at vehicles with a rifle. Officers found the man actively shooting and fired shots at the gunman. The family of singer Aaron Carter say the 34-year-old was found dead in his home in Southern California. They did not say what caused his death. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With only 3 days from the midterm elections, voters in colder states are fearing what it will cost to heat their homes. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
There is major concern for trucking and non-electric railroad lines as the U.S. is set to run out of its reserves in less than 25 days. And with winter looming, an energy company owner says those states who oppose fossil fuels could feel the impact even more. Over the past year, diesel in New England has gone up more than $2.20, which is the highest increase anywhere in the country. People heating their homes in the Northeast have also felt the pain. In the winter of 2021, the average cost was around $1,300. Well, now it's going to cost just under $2,000. However, the president claims he hasn't slowed down leases and says the oil companies need to be drilling more.
President Biden threatened a potential windfall tax if oil companies fail to increase oil production within the U.S. and lower consumer prices. Iran State TV says the country's Revolutionary Guard today launched a new satellite-carrying rocket. Iran says its satellite program, like its nuclear activities, is aimed at scientific research and other civilian applications. It's time again to fall back.
Daylight saving time ends tonight. This is when we gain an extra hour, unless you're in most of Arizona or Hawaii where they don't do daylight saving. With all the smart devices you have, you probably won't worry about changing too many clocks back one full hour. And if you don't have many smart devices, chances are your VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock. And it's daylight saving, not savings. We arguably don't save daylight, we just time shift it. The U.S. Senate already passed a bill to end this clock changing once and for all. but the House hasn't taken it up and is just running out the clock. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.